Okay, now we have a baptism to do, and so I'd like to call our baptismal family up, and I'd like to call our children to come up too, because the children can come up and watch this. Yeah, thank you. How about right here? Because you want you to stand over here. I'm going to have the family stand right here. Good, good, good. You guys know what this is?
Yes.
See, we got a bowl here, but it's empty right now, right?
Yeah. You're going to put water in there, I think.
It's right.
I thought you said Santa.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, Santa.
I wish.
Okay.
I wish.
Okay.
I wish.
Can I wish? One of our sponsors is Tim, and he is here to witness and partake, be part of this ceremony. And the other sponsor, godparent, is going to FaceTime it with us.
Not funny. FaceTime.
Okay, so come on over here a little closer.
My other side.
There we go. Okay. So you guys got your bulletin? Yeah, okay. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present James to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that James is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Now to everyone, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support James in his life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with James and his family and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered death, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again.
He
is the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for James, who is to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open his heart to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill him with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep him in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach him to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send him into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring him to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. John, you going to help me here?
Sure.
Would you pour the water into this basin? Okay.
Sure.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
A little bit more. There you go. That's good. Thank you. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Can I have James? Hey, fella. Yeah. How are you? Oh, yeah. Good. Okay, here we go. We're going to pour some water over him to baptize him, okay? Here we go. James, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We got him a little wet, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's God's water. It's making him a child of God. Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon James, your servant, the forgiveness of sin and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
Can you open that for me? James, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. Yes. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. And share with us in his eternal priesthood. So here is James Curtis Stout, our newest baptized person. And I'll bring him down here to show everyone. Here he is.